Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com. I encourage you to check that out. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Thanks again for 9 great years. What are some things just some general ideas on what we can do to improve our social media presence?
Well, it's important that we identify the right social channel to be on. You can't be on everything. Your audience isn't everywhere. You want to be very focused on, you know, making sure that the right tone, the right demographic is on the right channel for you to target. You also want to grow that tribe so that, you know, there are people that are going to be able to see your content and your ideas and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to have engaging content.
But not your offers. Let's differentiate, but not your offers, right? Because
you just don't want to be blasting out ads.
Yeah,
you can't blast out ads.
If your content is an offer, they're going to shut that down and make you buy an ad, right?
Well, not necessarily, but when you're communicating, it's all about the conversation. The social channels are about the conversation.
But see, this is where a lot of small business owners don't think about. They don't think of themselves as creating content like you and I create content, or like people who know how to do this create content. What they think about is, I got something to sell and I want you to buy it.
That's right.
And if that's what the conversation is about, they're not going to let you do that. Haven't you told us in the past that they're not going to let you, you know, surreptitiously put an offer out there without something of a benefit to a reader?
That's right. And then if you want to do an ad, then you're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paid reach is equally important. Mm-hmm. To getting visibility.
That was
and
the point I'm trying
tribe.
To make. Is you got to do both. You need to put thought leadership
both.
Content and offers. Thought leadership content.
Absolutely.
You can serve the ads with the thought leadership content, right? You can say, okay, this is what I think about this,
and this is
what we do for a living, and then and bada bing, bada bam, right there next to it is an ad, maybe something like that. That says,
yes,
buy this today,
right,
and we'll give you a 10% discount.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there are influencers in every niche. So you might want to model some of the influencers, see what they're doing, see, you know, how they're talking to the same audience you're trying to reach, and kind of model after that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to respond to them. So I had a client that said, well, what happens when all these people, you know, if I create a conversation, who's going to answer that? Well, you have to be prepared to answer questions. And if there's comments, you respond to it. So you don't want to just put stuff out there and never pay attention to it. And many, many people do.
Yeah, that's easy to do. I mean, we need to cut people some slack. I mean, it's not like they're not making payroll, right? And
it's true.
And I know you, and I know you know that. I mean, you understand that.
This is
hard. Social media for the average Main Street small business, maybe some people may have it all locked up, but for a lot of folks, at least feeling confident, at least laying down at night and thinking, you know, I'm really squared away on my social media. That's really hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a lot. It takes a lot of effort. It takes some strategy. You have to be able to, if you know you're going to be running an ad, you want to make sure that you're ready to respond.
Support it, just like if you were running it in the paper.
Support it.
But then, Kathy, absolutely, they changed the rules on us. That's the other thing.
They move the goalposts almost every day, don't they?
Yeah. That's the reason. That's the reason you'll always have a job, Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Kathy, good job today. Thanks again for 9 great years. Let's do 9 more. What do you think?
Oh, well, I hope so, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Hey, KP, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.